Well, this is Racing HQ, your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, and it's with great announcement that the news has come through this morning that Glenn Boss has been officially and will happen tonight be inducted into the Australian Racing Hall of Fame. Bossy, congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. It's very humbling, mate. I'm still trying to get a grasp of it. Now, I was told a little while ago, but now the day has arrived. I'm still trying to get my head around it, to be honest.
You've held it in pretty tight, Bossy, which is fantastic. You could, I reckon, dropped it to a few people.
Yeah, no, I've been pretty solid when I was told by Bob Tully, you know, this is in the highest, has to be kept a secret.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was job done.
Bossy, I was trying to think today, this morning, when I was just thinking about having a chat with you. When it all started, or where did it all start? Where was the interest, first of all, in becoming a jockey?
It all started, I was 15, I think, Andrew. Yeah. 15, going on 16, and I was at my grandmother's property up in Gympie.
Yep.
And she was going to go to the races that day, just for a day out. And she said, would you like to come? And I said, yeah, why not? You know, spend the day with the grandmother. What could be better at the races? So I remember vividly, Andrew, we parked and it was on the outside running rail at Gympie. And there was a race being run at the time. And I ran across to watch the horses go past. And they went past that, you know, and the speed and, you know, and it's just the sound and the way the ground moved underneath it, the horses, and it just grabbed me straight away. So it was pretty fair to say, Andrew, I was never going to be a doctor or a surgeon. Midway through grade 10, and I went back at school on Monday after that weekend. I quit school and I was back in Gympie on the weekend after looking for an apprenticeship. So that's how it all started. I think in a funny way, I think it chose me, Andrew.
And just, it was more just, as you say, 15 or 16 years of age. It was just the exhilaration of seeing the horse and the jockey combine?
Yeah, it was. Like, Andrew, I've been involved with horses, been riding since I was 4 years old. So, you know, horses were a big part of my life anyway.
Yeah.
I can't remember a day growing up when I wasn't actually on a horse, you know, very rare. So that grabbed, the horses, obviously, that grabbed me. But yeah, to see what they were doing on them was spectacular. So it just grabbed me. The thrill of it grabbed me straight away.
So from that day, you wanted to be a jockey. Then in 03, 04 and 05, you stood in front of a huge crowd on one hell of a mare and celebrated winning Melbourne Cup. So, I mean, time happens so quickly, Bossy. I mean, it's just incredible what you've been able to achieve. And to many, it's no surprise that you are being inducted tonight.
Yeah, it's pretty humbling, Andrew, like, to think that I was associated with her to win the three Melbourne Cups on her and, you know, and be competitive in a lot of other Melbourne Cups. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, words can't describe, Andrew, the feeling that you get when you are associated with what is a champion and probably one that's up there with Kingston Towns and whatnot. So yeah, it's quite surreal. It was a dream and... Who would have thought this bullfed from Queensland, Caboolture, a half-educated kid, would ever be associated with the likes of Mackay Dave? It's just an incredible experience.
Bossy, I know that it's the simple answer is that the last was the best one because it was the three in a row. But is it right that I mean, what of the Melbourne Cup of those three do you remember the most?
Yeah, the third one. It's just the whole build-up. I mean, the whole nation was, you know, either willing her to win or, you know, or half the nation would think she couldn't do it, you know, with the weight. And, you know, she was going into completely uncharted territory, you know, third, also in three in a row, you know, it's just impossible, you would imagine. So just the whole build-up, the whole thing, and just being associated with her, you know, and knowing where she was at as an individual, as an athlete at the time, I've never seen a horse just be in a spot like she was coming into that third Melbourne Cup. But, you know, it's incredible. I actually just couldn't see her getting beaten, to be honest, the way she was going. And, you know, she was coming off the back of winning that Cox Plate. And, you know, I think, you know, the way she just the way she paraded that day, everything about it was just, you know, perfect. So such vivid memories of winning that, of that build up in that time. It certainly makes that race the most special thing of my career. That's for certain.
We're talking with Glenn Boss. He'll be officially inducted into the Australian Racing Hall of Fame in Brisbane tonight. Bossy, there's been, we talk of the highs, but there's been lows with injuries, with falls. Was there any a time along this road that you've taken that you would have thought, gee, I can't come back from this?
Not really, Andrew. I think, you know, in life, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're in business or you're in sport, I think you're definitely going to be tested. And sometimes you're going to be fully tested. And, you know, I've had a few tests in my life, but, I think it's how you bounce back from those tests and how you deal with it. And you know what, Andrew, I don't do this alone. You know, Sloane's been there. We've been together 28 years now. So, you know, she's been there every step of the way. And you know, I couldn't have done it on my own. And I've got a very good support base of some very close friends and that have been with me the whole way. You know, you definitely don't do it on your own. So, like I said, for me, it's, you know, the test and how you come through it. That's the biggest thing. And you definitely find out a lot about yourself when you're in these moments. In the lowest points of your life is when you really find out about yourself. So, you know, I'm pretty proud of the way that I've come through these moments. Like I said, but you don't do it on your own. That's just it.
One thing that I've watched close up just in the last few weeks is the way that you do celebrate whatever the win. You were thrilled to go to Wagga, where I last saw you, Bossy, and you ended up winning the Wagga Cup on Landlock for the good family of the Clearys. You went there to ride for them. You won the Wagga Cup, and Joe's horse has gone on and won again since, and now it's going to Brisbane Cup. But, mate, you love celebrating, don't you, wherever you win?
Yeah, Andrew, of course, you know, the country racing, I'm a country bloke. Like, I mean, I know I live in the city, but I'm a country bloke at heart. And these are very important events. You know, country racing is the heart of everything. It's very important. Blokes like myself and, you know, other blokes who are, you know, Group 1 winners or whatnot, go and support the industry in the country. But, it's very important to me. I don't. And the reason I do celebrate, Andrew, is because I don't want to look back when I'm retired on my career and go back and say, you know what, geez, I should have done that a bit better, or I wish I did that a bit better, or I wish I celebrated it or felt that moment a bit better. I enjoy it for what it is, and I celebrate it for what it is because they are special. Every victory is, at that level is special. So when I'm an old man, talk to my grandkids, I'll look back on these moments with great memories because I fully enjoyed it for what they were, and I enjoyed it to every, like, to 100%. I just didn't, you know, get there and think, geez, I should have done that better, because I'll never think that at all.
Bossy, congratulations. Tonight, as I say, four horses, three trainers, a jockey, two associates, and a legend will be announced tonight at the function in Brisbane. But you're going to be inducted, mate. Congratulations from everybody listening to us in Sydney that have ridden against you, that have been a part of your life here in Sydney. We congratulate you on what you'll achieve tonight.
Thanks, Andrew. And you know, I've got to say, thanks for your support, obviously. Not just yours, but all the media. I've had my ups and downs with the media, but generally they've been great. And I can say this with great fondness that, Andrew, you've always been one of my greatest supporters, so I really appreciate that.
No, good on you, Bossy. Enjoy tonight, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Glenn Boss joining us there. He goes to the Hall of Fame function tonight to be inducted. As I say, there will be a new legend announced, and there'll be four horses, three trainers, a couple of associates and a jockey being announced. 11 Hall of Fame inductees to go in tonight. Well, let's go to Perth now and catch up with leading owner Bob Peters. Morning to you, Bob.
Morning, Andrew.
Bob, Delicacy. For mine, she's probably one of the most exciting horses that we've got in the country right now.
Well, I hope you're right there, but...
I only make the comment for what she's achieved. I know that you raced her through her three-year-old and she's got to come back as a four-year-old, but right now, I mean, to win Derbies and Oaks in two different states and do it the way she is, she excites us as racing people.
Yes, it's it would be great if she can go on, but you know, our experience tells us that a lot of these 3-year-olds don't come back, and she's had a really hard campaign. If you think about it, I think she raced nearly every month. She missed a couple of months she didn't race, and she's had 14 starts. So I'm tentative, let's put it that way.
Now, I know initially after her last win, you kept her in Adelaide for a little while, but has she arrived home now?
Yeah, she got home yesterday, and she's good. She got off the float quite well and wandered around and is enjoying being home.
So what's the plan? I know you were wanting to talk with Dave Hunter, the chief handicapper for Racing Western Australia. What's in the mind at the moment with the future of Delicacy?
She needs a spell now. I think it would be too hard to come back to go to Melbourne. People have talked about going there, but she wouldn't get very much time off if she was to come back for a campaign there. So I'll just give her probably 6 or 8 weeks off and then look at Perth over our spring-summer carnival and then assess where she is then.
I guess it'll be interesting to see where you want to. I mean, Bob, I know you do a lot of your preparations of where horses go with your trainers, but does she go weight for age, or do you keep her to mares races? What are you thinking right now?
No, she'd be graded probably out of the mares races here.
Yeah.
Now she'd have to go to weight for age, and there's one big handicap here, and it'd be mainly weight for age, and then if she could come through that, then I could think about other things later on.
Yeah, I guess she's got to keep doing it, but maybe the autumn next year could see a little bit of travelling.
That could be on the cards if she performed well over our spring-summer.
Yeah, okay. You talk of the railway, is that the handicap race you've got in mind?
Yes, that's something we could look at. It's a very strong race. It's the hardest race to win here in Western Australia. But we could look at something like that, and there's the Kingston Town and Cox. The 3 races here that would be quite good for her if she comes back.
Yep. The issue is now that you've just got to give her a little break there, 6 to 8 weeks. She won't know herself.
No, she does very well and she enjoys herself when she's in the paddock, so she'll be well looked after.
Well, as I said at the start, I think she's so exciting at the moment, and she'll be so exciting for Perth Racing, and if she can come back equally as what we've seen her in this massive campaign that's just been completed. Well done to you, Bob, and to all the parties with Delicacy. She gave you some great times in the last 6 months or so.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Bob. Bob Peters joining us there from Perth with Delicacy. Let's talk about Saturday's racing now. Doomben, they had a very heavy fog this morning. They're saying late rain today. At the moment, the track is a soft 6, but it really comes down to what rain does fall. The rail is at 3 metres on Saturday for Doomben. Rod Northam's joining us. Morning to you, Rod.
Good morning.
When does Big Money head up? Is it tonight?
He's on his way now.
You're right.
Heading up to Warwick now, and we'll stay in Warwick, and then we travel in on Saturday morning.
That's your normal trip now to stay at Warwick?
It is. He enjoys it. He's got a box and a yard there that he's very used to now, and it's like his little weekend away.
How do you see the preparation, Rod? Obviously, he's third up on Saturday, so he's got to be getting fitter, particularly the way he finished off in the BTC Cup. He was really good late.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, you're right. Third up, fitness will be no issue this start. He's had an uninterrupted 2 weeks since his last start. And, I'm really confident he can race well.
Doomben is absolutely no threat to this horse.
No, not at all. He's experienced around there. He's had 3 starts around Doomben for 2 wins. And he's won at the trip and the distance and carried a bit of weight doing that. Just as long as the track doesn't turn too sloppy, I suppose.
Yeah, well, at the moment, as I say, it's a soft 6, and it is improving today again, but they're saying just maybe late rain today. We'll just have to monitor that. I know you galloped in there on the course proper at Scone. When was it last Friday morning? Is he a horse that you do give him a fair bit of work between races or not?
Give him a bit of work. Yeah. Now that he's fit, we don't have to do so much. It takes a bit of work to get fit. But he had a gallop there on Friday, and he did a little bit again on Tuesday. His work on Tuesday was really pleasing. He pulled up really well from his work. And, he's going to this race very fit. And we've made a little bit of improvement into the straight break.
Well, it sounds like you've really mapped it out, and the way that it's going at the moment, everything's just going to plan.
Touching
wood.
Yeah, we had a few little hiccups early on.
Yeah.
We had a few little bruises and stone bruises, but we're over that now. And he's 100% right, and he'll be racing really well on Saturday and again in a fortnight's time. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, let's cross the fingers. We know how good he can be, and you've summarised it at Doomben. Good on you, Rod. Safe travelling. I hope he goes well.
Not a problem. Thanks, Andrew.
Rod Northam there on the way up to Queensland with big money. Well, let's talk about this horse. Matt Laurie's got entered for both Sydney and Brisbane on Saturday, Stavira. Morning to you, Matt.
Hi there, Andrew.
Mate, you've decided that the horse will run in Brisbane?
Yeah, we're up there. And I mean, I was just a little bit concerned. We're obviously at the end of the order, but we've gotten a run. So, yeah, he'll be running in Queensland.
Now, I've been really pushing the brain limits here this morning. I know you galloped with another horse on Tuesday, and I know the report was good. Who did you gallop with?
We galloped with Kieran Maher's horse, Shrikandy.
Yeah, that's no wonder I remembered. Did it take a slight sit off you?
She actually led up.
She led up, did she? Okay.
Sort of sat behind. It was a good gallop. I mean, she probably had a little bit left in hand, but I think we'd all expect that given her record and class. I thought he galloped well, and Tegan Harrison rode him and was full of praise for it.
You've come up with a nice barrier in this last race on Saturday, the Fred Best Classic. I note the gear change.
Yes, well, look, you know, I didn't think I had anything to lose by sort of changing to the blinkers. He's sort of had some unlucky runs in his last few starts, and I guess we're just hoping for a little bit of luck with a gear change. But he's a horse that we've always liked, and I think he's up to this company. I mean, I wouldn't have brought him up there if I didn't, but hopefully it'll go to plan on the weekend.
He's run the other day, picked up some nice ground. I know it'll still read eighth in the paper, but he wasn't far from them behind Kuro and Sarajevo.
No, he wasn't far, and he never at any stage hit his top. So we haven't seen that for a few runs, to be honest. But hopefully we'll get some clear running and get a chance to see him hit the line strong on the weekend. He can be a little bit slow away out of the gate. So I suppose from that barrier, there's a good chance we'll end up a few pairs back. I'm just hoping we'll get the luck we need.
Let's hope so for your sake, because he was pretty good the other day. Just briefly, mate, Escardo, what are you doing there?
He'll run in the Brisbane Cup.
Yep.
He ran quite well the other day on the Sunshine Coast. And his two runs before that were in considerably tougher races, and I couldn't help but think maybe he was getting beaten further than he should, and we decided to back him up into the Calandra Cup, and he ran really well, so we'll stick on and have a throw at stumps in the Brisbane Cup.
All right, coming up in a couple of weeks' time. Mate, good luck with Star Viva. I hope the horse can run well for you in a pretty competitive race, the Fred Best Classic on Saturday.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.
Matt Laurie there joining us from Brisbane. In regard to that race, the Fred Best Classic, awesome rocks in the race for Troy and Leon Corstens, flew up and has settled in perfectly. But the note there is they won't run in the race if the track gets wetter than where it is at the moment. So it's like watching the weather is Awesome Rock and the connections there. As I say, Doomben at the moment is a soft six. Repeating the news that I gave you at the start, Sabrina, the nice filly, the Queensland Oaks filly, hopefully for Bjorn Baker, will be scratched from Brisbane. It will be running at Randwick in the third race. Gets a nice claim there for Brody Loy. Just on Randwick, track at the moment is a soft seven. They're moving the rail out as we speak to 3 metres. The big issue is tomorrow. The Weather Bureau are saying now 10 to 20 mil of rain could fall tomorrow in Sydney. So it's a big weather watch on Randwick at the moment. It's a soft seven. What else can I give you for that meeting? Karakucha, who won for Matt Dale out at Scone, still weighing up whether they run on Saturday in the last race. They'll make a decision tomorrow morning, so we'll wait and see. There's still no jockey locked away there either by Matt because, as I say, they've been leaving their options open, and we'll wait and see what they decide tomorrow.